Welcome to the Torah Timacha Nachyomi with OU Women's Initiative. My name is Chanaleah Rappaport, and today we will be learning Sefer Shmuel, Beis, Perek Yishches, Chapter 18. We are right in the middle of the battle against Avshalom. David has run away from him and crossed the Yarden. Avshalom has come to fight him with all of Israel. In preparation for the battle, in Pasuk Aleph, David counts his people, and in Pasuk Beis, he divides them into three parts, a third in the hands of Yoav, a third in the hands of Avishai, the two brothers, and a third in the hands of Ittai Hagiti, who has come to help David. Ve'yemer HaMelech El Ha'am, and David says to the nation, Yotzei Eitzei Gamani Imachem, I want to come, and I want to fight with you. But in Pasuk Gimel, they said, Ve'yemer Ha'am, Leisete, do not come out with us. They say that the point of this battle is to kill you, David, and therefore it's better if you stay behind. David can help them much better with his tefillos and his etzos than as if he is with them at the battlefront. You stay behind, you pray for us, you give us the advice, but don't come. They also say that the victory they are looking for is the death of David. There's not reason or motivation for the people of Avshalom to fight the people who are with David, and they say if they see you're not here, David, it will be a much less intense battle. They say you are worth to us like 10,000 soldiers. Vata, and now, Toiv Ketiye Lanu Meir La'azar. It's better if you can stay behind in the city and help us. We don't know how many they were with David, but that number 10,000 seems as if it were almost a dream, like if only we had 10,000. And so David agrees to stay behind. And in Pasuk He, David says, in a loud and clear voice, Vayitzav HaMelech es Yoav ves Avishai ves Itai Leimar. And David commands Yoav and Avishai and Itai, and he's called a king here. He's not talking as a father. Vayitzav HaMelech, he's talking as a king. La'atli l'nar la'afshalom. Spare me the na'ar, the boy of Shalom. V'chol ha'am sham'u, and all the nation heard, b'tzavais ha'melech es kol ha'sarim al dvar Avshalom. Everyone heard and everyone knew the commandment of the king that he told all of his ministers about Avshalom. He was convinced, David, that Avshalom never really wanted to kill him, and it was all Achitophel. Moreover, he knew that all of this was happening because of the chait of Bathsheba. And yes, Avshalom made a mistake, many mistakes, by being the one to take action. But really, David is taking responsibility for himself. Please spare me the child, he says. They all heard, and no one protested, because they knew, by now everyone knew, that the ideas of Avshalom were really coming from Achitophel. In Pasuk Vav, even though the soldiers of David were much less than the soldiers that Avshalom had brought with him, they trusted the tefillos of David and went to fight with confidence. The battle is taking place in a forest called Ya'ar Ephraim. Vayinagfu sham am Yisrael lifnei avdei David, and the people of Klal Yisrael were hit before the servants of David. And there was a terrible magefa on that day. That means many people died on that day from the camp of Avshalom. He lost 20,000 men. Interestingly, in Pasuk Ches, it says in verse 8, Vayerev hayar le'echol ba'am me'asher achla hacherev bayam hahu. We shouldn't think that it was only the servants of David that were killing the people who had come to fight with Avshalom. But it was the forest itself that was hitting even more than the sword hit. Were hit by the forest. There's an interesting insight here. These people were being punished for fighting against David. A tremendous lack of hakaras hatov, of showing gratitude. He has saved them so many times from their enemies. How dare they fight against him? How dare they join in a fight of a son against his father? And how appropriate to see their ending. It says about machlokes, about strife, that it eats up the people who are fighting. The soldiers will find themselves killed by the falling on trees and by animals. When there is a machlokes, when there's an argument, when there's a fight, you don't need an army to fight. The people kill themselves off, meaning machlokes itself is deadly. And it's a message for all time here. In Pasuk Tes, Vayikare Avshalom lifnei avdei David. And Avshalom happened to find himself in front of the avdei David. This word of mikra, we have a few times in Tanakh where the pasuk is trying to point out that this is not a happenstance. This is not mikra. Why is Avshalom himself before the avdei David? Where is everyone else? HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously wanted this to happen. And Avshalom is riding on Hapered, the mule. And it's a known mule im asta belong to David, which he wasn't allowed to do. Vayavai haperet tachas shevech ha'ela hagdayla, and the mule happened to find itself under the branches of a very big tree. Vayechazak reshoi ba'ela, and his head got stuck in the tree. And if you remember that Avshalom was a Nazir, and therefore he had very long hair, and he was very proud of his hair, and it was his hair that got him stuck in this tree. Vayutan ben hashamayim uven haaretz, and he is stuck there between the heavens and the earth. Vahapered asher tachtav avar, and the mule that he was riding on, that was under him, passed by. It left. So there he was, hanging on the tree. The word pered is also giving us a hint. It comes from the same shorish, the same root as pirud, which means dispersion, machlekes. Again, you started up, you created a strife, a separation in Yisrael. Your death is going to come from a pered, from a mule that has the same shorish, that has the same root. Also, the Gemara tells us in Sota, Avshalom was proud of his hair, lefichach nitle b'sarai, and therefore he was hung by his hair, meaning he showed too much pride in his hair, in his beauty, in his handsomeness, and also in his spiritual growth that he was a Nazir. A good question that people ask, that everyone asks, is why didn't he just cut his hair? Why didn't he take his sword, which he was surely carrying, and cut his hair and jump down from the tree and run away? And the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says he was about to, but he saw a big pit open up before him, and he understood that this is the pit of Gehenim, meaning he understood, if I escape, if I don't accept this as my punishment for the terrible things I have done, I will lose my chelak la'olam haba. And he says, it's better for me to be hanging from my hair than to go down into the fire of Gehenim. In Psukim Yud and Yud Aleph 10, 11, a person saw him and came to tell Yoav, who said, if you see him, that means you should be the one to kill him. Yoav believed he deserved to die. He says, because of him, there's a war. If he dies, the war stops. The boy thought, no, I can't kill him. David told us all not to kill him, firstly. And secondly, he says, this war doesn't have to end only with the death of Avshalom. If Avshalom is going to be taken in captivity, the war would stop too. But Yoav thought that the people wouldn't stop the war until they saw Avshalom's head. He therefore says to the boy, if you kill him, I'll give you a huge reward. And he refused in Pasuk Yud Beis, and he said, Lo eshlach yadi el ben hamelech, I'm not going to be the one to kill the king. Ki be'azneinu tziva hamelech oischa b'es avishai b'es itai, because I heard it with my own ears when the king told you and Avishai and Itai not to kill him. And even if I would kill him, and even if you would give me a whole bunch of money, I'm going to be considered a rebel, a marid b'malchus, and then nothing will be mine anyways, because it will all go back to the king, so what would be the point? And in Pasuk Yud Gimel, he says, even if you tell me, the boy is still talking to Yoav, even if you tell me to do it and then deny it, I'm not going to do anything that I will have to lie about afterwards. So in Pasuk Yud Dalet, verse 14, Yoav says, if you won't do it, I will do it myself. And he took three arrows, and he threw those arrows into Bayitzka'im Belev Avshalom, into the heart of Avshalom, who is Odenu Chai Belev Ha'ela, who is still alive in the heart of the tree. Why is he throwing three arrows into the heart of Avshalom? Because he stole three hearts, the hearts of his father, the heart of Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, and the heart of Yisrael. And even though three arrows piercing his heart should have killed him, they didn't, so that he should receive the end of his punishment in Pasuk Tesvav, verse 15. Vayasoibu asara na'arim noisei klei Yoav. Yoav sent 10 boys who were carrying his weapons. Vayaku es Avshalom vayemisihu. And they hit Avshalom and they killed him. They hit him all at once so that not one of them should be the murderer. And the reason that these 10 people had to hit him until he died is as a retribution, as a punishment for what he had done in the last parak with the 10 pilakshim of his father. The Gemara says, Avshalom ein loy chelek la'olam haba. Avshalom does not have a portion in the world to come, as it says, Vayaku es Avshalom vayimisuhu, and they hit Avshalom and they killed him. Vayaku ba'olam hazeh, the hitting him is for this world, vayimisuhu, and they killed him, That's for Olam Haba. That's for the world to come. However, we're going to see in this next parak how David is going to daven, and he's going to cry, and he's going to try and raise Avshalom out of Gehenim and to bring him to Olam Haba. And it could be that David's intention in keeping Avshalom alive was not to keep him alive indefinitely. He was going to try him before Beis Din and to kill him, but at least it would give him the opportunity to say vidui and to do tshuva properly. In Pasuk Tesayin, at this point, Yoav blows the shofar and stops the war, saying there shouldn't be any further bloodshed. Let's end it now. And in Pasuk Yudayin, verse 17, Vayikru es Avshalom, they took Avshalom, and they threw him in the forest into what's called Hapachas Hagadol, a big pit. The commentators explain this as the pit of Gehenim. Vayetzivu alav gal avanim gadol ma'ayit, and they threw a big, big pillar of rocks on top of him, v'chol Yisrael nasu ish la'ehelav, and all of Klal Yisrael ran back to their tents. Why did Yoav throw him into the pit? Perhaps Yoav wanted him to gain a measure of atonement. Why did they run back to their tents? They were embarrassed about what they had done. There really had been no good reason for the revolt. They had been pulled into it, and now they realized that they had made a mistake. This busha was enough for them to attain forgiveness for their actions. We don't see any further punishment for those who had fought with Avshalom. In Avshalom's lifetime, before he had died, he had created for himself a matzeves. In Pasuk Yudches, we get the details. A matzeves is a pillar, a monument, in the Emek HaMelech, because he said, Ein li ben ba'avur haskir shmi. I don't have a son who's going to carry my name. And so therefore I need this pillar, this monument, to carry my name. Vayikra la matzeves al shmai, and they called this pillar by his name. Vayikare la Yad Avshalom ad hayom hazeh, and it's called Yad Avshalom until this day. Now, usually when the Navi says until this day, it's talking about until the day that the Navi wrote the Sefer. But in truth, we do have a place called Yad Avshalom. It says that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz used to go to Yad Avshalom, and he would get tremendous chizuk from contemplating how much a father loves his son. And he would use it as a place to daven to Hashem, and he would say, if David loved his son who rebelled against him in such a terrible way, and yet he still continued to love him and to care about him, Hashem, please continue to care about us, although we too have rebelled against you. Yad gives us a little bit of a symbolic piece here for the 14, Yad is Gematria 14, for the 14 elements of the punishment, the three arrows, the 10 people, and the tree that hung him. And now David has to get the news. Achimaatz the Kohen was sure that David would be happy, not by the death of Avshalom, but by the knowledge that Hashem wasn't angry at him anymore, that he was no longer living in a time where Hashem was hiding his face for him. When David and his people left Yerushalayim, they didn't know if they would ever come back. He didn't know if he would ever be accepted again. And so Achimaat said, I want to be the one to tell David. But in Pasuk Chaf, verse 20, Yoav knew David better, and he knew that David would not be happy. He would take personal responsibility for Avshalom's death. This was one of the four punishments that David HaMelech took on himself, that he said that he was going to receive for the chet of Bathsheba. And Yoav knew that David was going to be devastated. He also knew that his reaction at the death of his enemies was never joy. And so he said to Achimaatz, you are a Kohen. You should bring shalom. You should always bring peace and good news. In general, we learn from here, we should always be the bearers of good news. We should always try to be the ones that spread joy and happiness, and to avoid being the ones to have to say bad news if we can. And so in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Yoav sends a Kushi to tell David. Various interpretations about who this was and why he's called a Kushi, which I'm not going into, but Yoav tells the Kushi, Vayomar Yoav laKushi, Lech haged lamelech, go, walk slowly and tell the king, Asher Ra'isa, what you saw, which is Avshalom in the tree. You don't necessarily have to tell him that he was killed. And Vayishtachu Kushi liYoav, and the Kushi accepted this mission. He bowed to Yoav, but he'd missed the point because Vayah writes, and he ran. He thought he was telling good news. He wasn't listening properly. In Pasuk Chaf Beis, Achimaatz still insisted, I want to go. It's hard to understand why Achimaatz badly wanted to go. Maybe he wanted to be the one to tell David because he knew that it would have to be done carefully. And maybe he wanted to tell David first about the Hatzala, and then when the second person would come, when the Kushi would come and run, it would be buried. The death of Avshalom would be buried already in the good news that David, you are saved. But Yoav tried to stop him. Again, Vayomer Yoav, Lama ze ata ratz b'ni? My son, why do you want to run? And by using the word my son, he showed him, I'm doing this out of love, like I would tell a son. But in Pasuk of Gimel 23, yet he still insisted, and Yoav told him that he could go. In Psukim Chavdalet to Chavav 24-26, we see David sitting and waiting by the gate, nervous and scared. He was waiting to hear news. And when the shomer, when the guard told him one person is running, he realized that this is must be somebody coming to bring us news, because if it was attackers coming, there would be more than one attacker. And then they saw another one running as well. And David said, if they were attackers, they would be coming together. If it's each one coming individually, it must be two people coming to give me news. And in Pasuk of Zayin 27, Vayomer HaTzofeh, the watch guard said, Ani ro'eh es merutzas harishan ke merutzas Achima'atz ben Tzadok. I recognize the first one who is running. It looks like it's Achima'atz ben Tzadok. He's running the way that Achima'atz ben Tzadok runs. Vayomer HaMelech, Ish toiv zeh. This is a good person. Ve'al b'sora toiva yavai. Good people only come to tell good news. It must be that he's coming to tell him something good. And he does. He tells him, El HaMelech Shalom. It's peace, your king, your majesty. There's peace. But in Pasuk Chav Tes, we see verse 29, David just wants to know about Avshalom. What happened to my son? And Achimaatz avoids the question. I don't know. I didn't see. David says, let's wait here until the other person comes. And we'll see what happens. In Pasuk Lamed and Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis, we'll see that the Kushi comes and David asks him what's going on, and he responds and he says, Ki Shvatcha Hashem Hayom Mikol Asher Hakamim Alecha. Hashem has taken revenge against all those who have stood up against you. Vayomer HaMelech al HaKushi, and the king said to the Kushi, Hashalom Lenar Lavshalom. Is the Na'ar, is Avshalom okay? Vayomer HaKushi, and the Kushi responds, and he says, Yehiyu k'na'ar oyve adoni hamelech v'chol asher kamu alecha l'ra'a. What happened to Avshalom should happen to all the enemies of my master the king, and anyone who comes up against you for bad, for evil. Where Achimaat spoke about Hashem saving David, the Kushi spoke about revenge, about nekama. We will see David HaMelech's reaction in the next parak. Thank you for studying together. Li'ilui nishmot imalatenu hayikorot, Esther Oppenheimer, alaa shalom, and Sarah Shankar, alaa shalom. Each deeply devoted and proud to transmit their family's Torah legacies to the next generations.